Is performance art really art? A work of art is something that can be admired forever. A work of performance art only lasts as long as the performance. As Eric Hawkinson, the curator of Grace Exhibition Space, once said, "It's the action that's the art, not so much the physical result." Documentation of the performance, such as a photo or a video, may survive, but that's all. Here are five examples of performance art.
1. I Like America and America Likes Me. For his 1974 work, I Like America and America Likes Me, artist Joseph Boy spent 3 days in a gallery wrapped in felt and accompanied by a wild coyote.
2. Shoot. As part of his 1971 performance piece, Shoot, U.S. artist Chris Burden asked a friend to shoot him in the arm. The following year, he performed Dead Man. This involved lying under a tarpaulin on a busy highway. He was illuminated by flares as the nighttime traffic roared by.
3. Still in Chew, Art and Culture in London. John Latham's performance, Still in Chew, Art and Culture in London, took place in 1965. Latham was a part-time teacher at the time, and during one class, he invited his art students to chew pages of a library copy of Clement Greenberg's book, Art and Culture. The pulp was then dissolved and distilled and sealed in glass vials. When the library asked for their book back, Latham tried to give them one of the glass vials. The library rejected it. As a result of the exhibition, Latham became known as the man who ate art and culture.
4. I. As part of his 2011 performance piece, I, artist Ryan McNamara and collaborator Sam Rowick buried themselves in the ground. With just their faces showing, they sang love duets, such as Tonight from West Side Story and Dolly Parton numbers. 15 minutes into the 3-hour performance, a drunken visitor accidentally kicked one of the artists in the head and stumbled back into the other one. The artist carried on, undeterred.
5. The Artist is Present. In 2010, the Museum of Modern Art in New York City presented artist Marina Abramovich's performance piece, The Artist is Present. As part of this, Marina sat in the museum's atrium every day from the opening of the museum to its closing. Onlookers could take turns sitting opposite her for as long as they wanted, becoming part of the artwork themselves. The performance lasted 736 hours and 30 minutes and attracted celebrities such as Bjork and James Franco.
But the big question is, what's the significance of these works of performance art?